and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, President's Day. 31 degrees on our way to 64 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Clara Korn with a Bloom House update for us here this morning. Clara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you today?
We're doing well. It sounds, you know, last time I think we chatted with you was back in December, and Bloom House was really, I think, hitting its stride back then, maybe a little earlier than that. But given some of the numbers that you messaged me here over the weekend, it seems like Bloom House has been really busy in a lot of different measurements for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm just going to throw a bunch of numbers at you. As we wrapped up our first year, 2022, we had 13 individual shelter stays. Each of those were for 21 days or less, which is our goal. We are looking to have a short term for shelter stays so that kids can leave homelessness as quickly as possible, either get back with their family or to another safe location. They all went to a non-homeless exit. All but one of those were reconciled with their family. We had 436 hot meals served to youth under 18, and that number goes to 554 when we include their family members, which we like to do because family reconciliation is a big part of what we do. 104 youth visits to the food pantry, 185 instances of drop-in center usage, 22 youth visits to the hygiene closet, 76 visits to the clothing closet, 42 laundry room usage visits. 449 is our number for participation in recreation and educational events. And this is frequency. A lot of youth come to multiple events. Excuse me. Got caught in my own throat there. So 449 participation in recreation and educational events. 32 referrals for youth for wraparound services in our community. 18 referrals to other agencies for youth who are 18 to 24 who call us. And 15 referrals to other agencies for adults over 24 to follow. And, it has been a busy day. I mean, busy year.
It has been a busy year.
That's one busy day, yeah.
I was going to ask really kind of how those numbers connected with or, how they really related to what you had expected going in. Or did you really have any expectations really about what your traffic was going to be once you got started a little over a year ago?
Honestly, it was really hard to have definite expectations. When we first opened on January 1st, we weren't sure if we were going to be full that very day or if it was going to take a little while for people to know where we are and what we do. And so we really had no expectations. It could have been 0 to 60. And I think where we landed is pretty much in the middle of what we would have expected as a kind of a slow start. We have had to field a lot of questions for some youth who see that we are LGBTQ friendly and think, well, that's what that shelter is for, but we are actually, in fact, for all youth. We just want to make sure that the LGBTQ kids know that they're welcome here. So we've had a lot of questions and a lot of education over the year and a lot of outreach, and we have a lot more outreach planned. So it's been interesting. I think that's right in the middle of the two different extremes of what we might have expected, to be honest. Yeah. I tried to keep my expectations reasonable, which is tricky, opening up and having no idea.
Clara Korn with Bloom House on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:24, 31 degrees on a Monday morning. Well, Clara, you with numbers that you just gave us, you obviously knew there was a need for Bloom House. Mm-hmm. How do you come up with, the numbers, and you knew there was a need for this, before diving in and opening up Bloom House?
Yeah, absolutely. So we keep track of everything that we do. We have variety of spreadsheets here in the house, and I really have to credit our therapist and director of services, Carolee Conway, because she is just amazing at keeping track of these things for me. So whenever I ask her how many meals have we served, she's got the number for me. So I can't take all the credit myself on that. So we keep track of everything that we do. A basic center program like ours is meant to meet all basic needs of youth who are homeless, runaway, or at risk. So whatever they might need, we're supposed to be here for them to answer any of those basic requirements. And so we keep track of all those. We knew that there would be a need for what we have here, because in my own experience, when I worked at Plum Place, which was for adult women 18 and up, I had teenagers show up there periodically. And when I worked at Kansas Works as a youth career advisor, I met a lot of teenagers who were couch surfing or homeless or very nearly homeless. And so I knew that the need was there. And when I started looking for services for youth that I was working with in those other capacities, I was surprised that we didn't have something. So that's really where it came from. And a lot of venting sessions about how we needed the resources with people that I knew in the community. And all of those people joined the board and helped me make this happen.
When it comes to, I guess, the start of the year, Clara, and maybe it's an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. is this year starting at a faster pace than last year did? And if so, is that really reflective of more information about Blumhouse getting out throughout last year?
No, that's a great question. Not an unfair question at all. Yeah, it definitely is. This year starting out at a much faster pace because I think more people know about us. There's more word of mouth between the youth. And so I expect to see higher numbers at the end of 2023. I think some of those will kind of stay around the same. I think participation numbers might stay around that number. And meals, we really, really serve a lot of meals. I do expect that to go up, but I think that those will continue to be our highest numbers. I think our shelter stays, we're expecting those to double or triple. And so we'll see at the end of 2023 where we are.
Well, Clara, I would assume, you know, more services, more funding. How do you raise your money?
Oh, so many different ways. We're looking at a bunch of different grants, but also targeted, like, fundraising events, which I won't say a lot about, but we have some very fun things planned. So keep an eye for those as we go, and I would love to come back on and tell you more as the year goes. We do have some things we're definitely fundraising for. We are fundraising for a couple of major goals. We are still working on a couple of goals we had from 2022. We've hit a lot of our 2022 goals, but we still have some carryover. Like, we're working towards getting a Blumhouse vehicle for easier transportation for you who are in rural areas to get to us, who call us. I have a wonderful staff who hops to and uses their own vehicles, but we would love to have our own vehicle, also helping transport youth to doctor's visits and school and back. And we're still working towards some of our goals that include increasing our fire safety. You know, we have a really great system here. We have smoke detectors, carbon monoxide. We've got fire escape, you know, excellent, but it could be better. So we have a bunch of different targeted fundraising events, and I'm also looking at separate grants throughout the year. It's going to be a grant writing heavy year.
Grant writing can be a pain in and of itself, no doubt. What type of fundraising efforts do you have that are coming up later this year that we need to kind of keep in mind here, really early stages of this year?
Well, we're definitely going to do our art attack again. Last year was pretty wild. We started out with the idea of having it in person, then it pivoted online, but online was a huge success, so we are going to do that again. We have a fantastic community within and outside of Emporia. And so last year, you might have seen our Shakeout Coffee Ride, which was during Unbound. And that's going to happen again this year. And I'm going to stay a little quiet about some of the really, really cool things about that, because they are going to come out over the spring to kind of build up. So I hope I can come back and tell you more, but I have some very cool things.
Sounds good. Well, Clara, if folks need more information, say, about the fundraising side, or if you have youths that do need to have your services on a short-term basis, how do they get that information?
Oh, all kinds of ways. So Blumhouse is available online at every kind of social media we have. You can find us at Bloomhouse KS. You can also give us a call at 620-208-1199. Email me at bloomhouseks@gmail.com. And, of course, go to our website, bloomhouseks.com. We're pretty easy to find. We're very active on Facebook. And I'm glad you also mentioned volunteers, because we definitely need volunteers. So if you are out there listening and thinking about volunteering, we would really love to hear from you.
Outstanding. Clara, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck with everything you've got cooking here this year.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Clara. Yeah, Clara Korn with Bloomhouse, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, right now the back part of the week is open, so give us a